The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'er brachas, ma'irev, birchas hashkiveinu. We're starting birchas hashkiveinu.
And ma'irev. And ma'irev so far, we misspallel. And we said the first two brachas about Briyas Olam, the physical and spiritual, Briyas that Hashem made, and a special Ava to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were Mekabel Ol Machu Shemayim, Miyachel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kriya Shema, Kabel Ol Mitzvahs, Sias Mitzrayim. And then we had the Bracha of Goel Yisrael. And basically that's, Goel Yisrael is really the beginning or the introduction to start Shemon Esrei. We know there's a concept of Masmich Gula Letfila. The second you finish the Bracha of Gula, you should right away say Shemon Esrei. And as we said, because by reminding ourselves of that time in history that Hashem made the revealed miracles, the miracles of the Esamakis and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Midbar, all the tremendous miracles we had by Yisrael Mitzrayim, that puts us in a position to be Avdei Hashem. And I realize I'm totally in Hashem's hands. And then I'm in a position to start davening, because if I realize I'm totally in Hashem's hands, then when it comes to davening, I will daven. Which also shows my bitachon Hashem. The way we build our bitachon throughout our life is not just, oh, I believe. I went to yeshiva, seminary, and they told me you have to have bitachon. That doesn't work. Bitachon is from past experiences. I went to experience, and I went to a similar experience in the past, and at the time I was nervous, but l'maisa Hashem saved me, took care of me, and I saw that time and time again, then obviously that's something that gives me a real, tangible reason to have bitachon Hashem. I see Hashem is taking care of me. And we all have this. So many situations in life that we have gone through, whether it be health issues, panos issues, and the like, that Hashem has taken us through. We're still chai v'kayim, and we have what to eat. We have a level of health. We always have to look back at the past, and that's at the end of every day, to look back at the day and see that Hashem was with me this day. That builds our bitachon. That sets us in a position to start Shemon Esrei, standing mamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaking to him. So the question is, what's his bracha ha'ashkivenu? So the Gemara asks the question that how could you have something between the geula and the tefillah? The Gemara answers, the ha'ashkivenu is a geula arichta. It's an extension of the geula. The question is, what does that mean? Like we said, the geula is, we are saying over the experiences that we had in the Gulas Mitzrayim, and that gives us a chizik and gives us a bitochen to stand in front of Hashem. So there's some Rishonim that say an interesting thing, Shibulei Leket, and some others say that there's a Kabbalah that this tefillah was said by Klal Yisrael at the night of Makas Bechoyus. Makas Bechoyus, there was a devil plague going around and killing right and left. All the Bechoyus were being killed, and Klal Yisrael needed to be protected. And they made a special tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem should watch over us. First, in Tzigash Lemecho, Rishyenu Mat Shemecho, Hogin Ba'deinu, Hosem Eleinu. Hashem should protect us in a special fashion. So, Be'etzem, we're saying over a tefillah that we said at the time of Makas Bechoyus. So, with this idea, we're really, in a way, reliving the experiences that Klal Yisrael had then. It's a time of tremendous pachad. There was a makkah going around all over the place. But Klal Yisrael knew we don't have to be the pachad. All we have to do is turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they did. They focused on kind of mitzvahs, the mitzvah called Pesach, stayed indoors. And they davened to Hashem, and Hashem protected them. And that reminds us, with every position in our lives and every situation in our lives, that just like we had that tefillah at the time of Makas Bechoyus, and Hashem saved us because we went with Hashem, nowadays also with all the different challenges that we have to go through, Hashem will protect us. So this is mamish, a hemshich of the geula. There are other Yishayim that say that at night is a time of darkness, mazikim, a person needs an extra shmirah at night, both in the physical sense, it's harder to see what's happening, all kind of people go out at night. Also the spiritual mazikim have more of a power. We need extra mazik shmira, and that we're also being inspired for. According to the Epshad, it's a little chiddush that this is considered a gula arichta, but it's also, even though we may not be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is also a tefillah of bitachon Hashem. I recognize that there are all kind of dangers lurking. That is stage number one. Bitachon has to be real. If I may believe that everything is all right, that's not bitachon. Bitachon is I realize there are dangers lurking over there. Together with that, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the maharuch that we used in the gula of Mitzrayim, and that's why we're using it every night. So we say Hashkivein Hashem L'Kein L'Shalom. Number one is that when you go
Kol Halashon
to sleep, it should be L'Shalom. The term L'Shalom means, the Gemara says, that we should be in peace, but also we should come back alive. In other words, when a person goes to sleep, not everyone gets up. Even that, when a person is relating to the fact that he's going to sleep, has a tefillah that we should get up from the sleep. V'amidenu Malkeinu L'Chayim. Some of the Farshim say, we stress Malkeinu, that Hashem is our king, because the king is the one who our life and death is in his hands. That is the power. The ultimate power is that even our life and death is in his hands. Today, the leaders can't do that. The real king, that's the way it was. Malkeinu L'chaim. You are Melech. We know that even our life and death is in your hands. And we must bow that you should bring us, we should get up in the morning to Chaim. You should spread upon us the covering of your shalom and peace. We should have that peace, both from ourselves and from ourselves. Sometimes a person puts himself under pressure, even though there's no need for it. We should be able to zeichet to have that peace of mind that Emes HaBaal Yitochen has, and I know that everything's in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem is watching over me. And the things that I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing or not, I'm misbaal that everything should be in the right fashion, what's good for me. We have L'man Shemoi. Since we are the ones representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mentioned this various times in the tefillahs, but this is a point that we're saying that the fact that we are in a good state is also covered Shemayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are the ones representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yeshua is also Kvod Shemayim. It's not just something personally for us. And we want that Kvod Shemayim to come around. A lot of these we always had kavana for. To take away the oivim, the people that hate us away, that was something that's obvious, especially if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. But all over the world there's anti-Semitism, there's people that hate us. Dever was something that, till a few months ago, people thought it was just left in the tefillah because of the Middle Ages, but now we see the devil, the plague is around, and the rabbi, which have extra kavan in this bracha. We're so used to saying without kavan, it's a time to wake ourselves up, and we want special shmir from the devil. Cherev, rov, yogun. Yogun is a person feeling down, emotionally pained. We shouldn't be in a stage of emotional pain. We should always have that upbeat feeling that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we said in the previous bracha, the brachas have to bring that feeling of peace of mind, optimism. I'm with in good hands. I know that Hashem knows what He's doing. It's all for the good. First, it's talking about the itself and the we should not be falling to the tainas and the kitrug of the Satan. The Satan tries to start up with Klal Yisrael. We should protect Him from that, and we should be in Your hands. The fact that we ask Hashem that we want to be in Your shade and under Your auspices, that in itself protects us from the Satan. The Chazal say, don't go attacking the Satan. Leave him alone. Go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That protects you from everything else. That's the Yisod of life. The more I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I take his Torah mitzvah seriously, I emulate with my midas, and the Yitzhak to do something bad or a bad midah, and I control myself, that act itself is putting myself under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize that that's your nature. You're always watching over us. You're always saving us. So, from the Geula of Mitzrayim that I mentioned in the previous bracha, and I realized that, not only realized, the whole world saw with their eyes that Hashem intervened for Klal Yisrael, changed the laws of nature, and now I'm taking it into my life and saying, that geula I also feel in my life. You're the Shemreinu Matzileinu Ota. That's why I'm turning to you now. So this is really hemshich of the lesson I got from the geulas Mitzrayim I'm bringing into my day-to-day life. And that's preparing me for Shemoneh Esrei, like we said. This is a hemshich of the geula, that I realize I'm totally in your hands and I know that you're the one that's Shemir Matzil me. And also I know that you're Kel Melech Chanun V'Racham Oto. Those are all the conditions that we need to have full bitachon, to know that Hashem is always watching over us. Hashem has rachmonis, even if we don't deserve it, He cares about us. So we're covered. Because under all circumstances, there's a chan of a rachum and there's a shem of a matzil. Ushmod seisene v'ayinu l'chaim shol me'ata v'ad oylem. I think nowadays also, when we go outside, we always there's concern. There's a virus floating around in the air. We don't know how to fully protect ourselves. And l'chadami, this is how you can protect it. Dam Hashem, if I go out, Hashem should watch over me. V'ayinu, I go back home. At home, nobody knows, unless everybody's locked up. But if the family members are going in and out, which most families have, the younger families for sure. So even v'ayinu, when I come back home, I need a shmira that we should all remain healthy. I recognize the fact that Hashem watches over Klal Yisrael always, under all circumstances, every period of history. And that's what we're going through. We're going through a historic era. But together with that, I know that the right thing to do is recognize.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.